I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We began with the Marty Park Singers, a wonderful medley, Sovereign Lord, and How Great is He. Right now in the background, we're listening to the Ralph Carmichael Orchestra, along with Kurt Kaiser and Don Wurtson at the Twin Pianos, and their rendition of Great is Thy Faithfulness. Thank you so much for joining me today here on our Call to Worship program. We've got some wonderful music planned for you today, and we're going to share a wonderful psalm as well. Remember that psalm, As the deer pants for water, so my soul longs for you, O Lord. That's Psalm 42, and we'll share the entire psalm a little later on in the broadcast. We're also going to be talking about how we shouldn't stagger under the idea that God has wonderful plans for us. Remember that wonderful verse that we find in Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. We're going to share a little bit more of that verse later, and we'll be talking about how God has plans for you, just as He had plans for Abraham, and plans for David, and plans for Gideon, and plans for all of us. We'll share that later on in our broadcast. But right now I want to ask for God's blessing on our program today. Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, our Restorer, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Heavenly Father, we know that Your Spirit entered this world in Jesus. And He lived among us, and He told us how much You love us. And He died for us to pay the debt, the penalty for our sins that we could not pay, so that we could have a relationship with You, Father. And I thank You for that. It's all done. It's been paid for. And I've accepted You as my Lord and my Savior. And I thank You for forgiving me of all of my sins, Lord, which are many. For giving me the opportunity, Father, to come into Your presence with all of my friends that are worshiping today, and to lift You up in adoration and praise. Father, take great pleasure in our adoration and our worship today. And Father, if there's somebody listening today, maybe the music has caught hold of them and Your Spirit is using the lyrics to get into their heart and to draw them closer to You, I pray that they might just feel Your Holy Spirit on their lives today. And they may understand that they can have peace and joy and forgiveness of their sins just by trusting in Jesus Christ, their Lord. Father, we give this program to You. We want to please You. We want to lift You up. And we say thank You, Father, for Your goodness to us. And we want to worship You, Lord. You are indeed the Alpha and Omega, the everlasting Father, the mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. You're the precious Lamb of glory, the rock of my salvation, my strength, and everything I'll ever need. You're the fairest of 10,000s. You're my help in time of trouble. You're the eternal God who evermore shall be. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
You're the Alpha and Omega, everlasting Father, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, to me. You're the precious
sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Story, how my lost estate to save, in His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, my Redeemer, with His blood me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory He giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
And now here's Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for You, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with a multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember You from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of Your waterfalls, all Your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs His love. At night, His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after Thee. You alone are my heart's desire. To you alone may I sing.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background, it's Dick Tunney at the piano and his rendition of the song, In His Presence. We just heard a medley by Sandy Patty, Sweet Hour of Prayer, I Need Thee Every Hour, Just As I Am, and Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I do thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking about how we should not stagger under the promises of God. You know, He has a promise for each and every one of us, and we need to believe in Him. God is willing to do immensely more than we can ever imagine in our lives. We ask sometimes for little when God is ready to do so much more. Are you expecting God to do great things in your life? Or have you settled for a complacent faith? Never feel cornered by circumstances, and don't think for a moment that your life can never rise above the ordinary. Don't tolerate unbelief, but focus on the unlimited greatness and goodness of God to make your life count in ways that you can't begin to dream about. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk about how we can count on God to fulfill His promises for our lives. And His promises are often much, much more than we can even imagine or think. That'll be coming up a little later in the program. Right now, quickly, I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. We're on the air because you care, and because you pray, and because you listen. And your tax-deductible gifts to Call to Worship make it all possible. Thank you so much for helping us out. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if that's an address that's a little hard to remember, you can go to our website, which is an easy-to-remember address. It's www.calltoworship, all one word, www.calltoworship.us. And on that website, you can find that mailing address if you want to write in and send a gift or send a letter. You can also make a contribution on that website and save yourself a stamp if you'd like to do that. That's the way I do it. Very safe and very secure. And, of course, on that website, we have a lot of other things, too, including a place where you can actually listen to this program anytime you want, on demand, right there on your computer. And we also post a playlist for each program and the scripture and lots of other things, too. And maybe you're listening on a station somewhere in the country right now. You can find out where this program is aired all over the country. Hundreds and hundreds of stations carry the Call to Worship every week. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us or write to us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now let's get back to this wonderful song with Dick Tunney at the piano, the song entitled In His Presence.
Bye.
What a wonderful old favorite song, Victory in Jesus, the Tom Vecchi Singers. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Listen to these wonderful verses from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13 from the New Living Translation. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. Oftentimes I hear a preacher or a speaker give this benediction at the end of his sermon. And it's a benediction that the Apostle Paul gave to the Ephesians in his letter, chapter 3, verse 20. He says, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Today I want to talk a little bit about how we shouldn't stagger at the thought of how God can use us if we are willing. Let me ask you a question. If God visited you in an extraordinary manner and told you that he would be your divine protector and benefactor, wouldn't you be exhilarated? Well, of course you would. So would I. Well, God did speak to Abram in a vision and pledged his blessings to the adventurous and obedient patriarch. We read these words of God from Genesis 15:1. It says, Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Well, God reconfirmed what we term the Abrahamic covenant, promising the aged Abram a son whose seed would number more than the stars of the heaven. With no bright city lights to obscure Abram's vision, he could glance upward into the dark Middle East night and see thousands of white shining stars. I imagine he probably looked for a moment to try to fathom exactly what God was promising. Here was a man whose likelihood of having one child, much less becoming a father of nations, was virtually nil. So what was his reaction to God's seemingly implausible promise? In Genesis 15:6 we read, Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. We read in Hebrews, without faith in God, it is impossible to please him. Well, Abram believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. God did more than Abram could possibly imagine. He made him the father of faith, reckoning God's righteousness to him and all after him who looked to Christ and not their works for salvation. Abram could never have envisioned the incredible legacy God had in store. Surely he did not comprehend God's full majestic purposes when the Lord first spoke to him in Haran. Abram wanted a son through whom his name and inheritance could be perpetuated. Well, God had something far grander in mind, bringing the blessings of saving faith to every generation after Abram. God even changed his name from Abram, which meant exalted father, to Abraham, father of many. God is willing to do immensely more than we can imagine. We ask sometimes for little when God is ready to do so much more. The Apostle Paul described God's transcendent greatness in this way. Remember, I shared this verse with you at the beginning of the devotional. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or even imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. How much is God willing to do for us? Immeasurably more than we can even think about. You can't limit the superabundant power of Christ at work in you and on your behalf. If you were to write down all of your fondest hopes and dreams for your life, that isn't even the starting point for God. Could David the shepherd have ever thought that he would be king? Could Gideon, a plain man, ever conceive that he would be a mighty soldier? Could the fishermen like Peter and John ever anticipate that they would catch souls instead of fish? How about you? Are you expecting God to do great things in your life? Or have you settled for a complacent faith? Never feel cornered by circumstances. Don't think for a moment that your life can never rise above the ordinary. You may live and work in the common round, but if you are willing to trust God, He can mark your life with His imprint. Ask Him to have His way with you. Take Him at His word as you read the Scriptures. Don't tolerate unbelief. Focus on the unlimited greatness and goodness of God to make your life count in ways that you can't even begin to imagine or to dream about. Go to God and tell Him your most pressing need, and then trust Him to meet it in the most surprising and surpassing manner. Aren't you glad that God isn't limited by our own imagination? Heavenly Father, You are a great God, and Your plans for me are great as well. Help me to make Your plans a reality in my life by looking at my circumstances through Your Word. Your Word says that You have plans for me, not to harm me, but to bless me and to give me a wonderful life.
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Ooh, yeah. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
What a great song there with Morris Chapman and I Know the Plans I Have for You. Words taken right out of Jeremiah 29:11. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And remember, when you send a gift, we'll be sending a gift back to you, our daily devotional called The Word for You Today. It's great. You can also find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Come back again next week, won't you, for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. And remember that A Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together. When you have problems, you know you can take them to the Lord. Here are the Brentwood Singers. Give them all to Jesus.
Are you tired of chasing?
Shattered dreams.